Track 3, news items. CCTV in toilets sparks privacy row. Furious residents in Tynmouth are demanding action after it was discovered CCTV cameras have been placed inside cubicles at the town's new public toilets. The cameras installed in the town council-run den toilets have been described as a breach of privacy and a safeguarding risk for children using the facilities. Anger was sparked after a parent took her children, one with special needs, to use the toilets and discovered the camera inside the cubicle. The camera only stops recording once the cubicle door closes, but many parents have pointed out they often take children to the toilet, leaving the door open to check on them. Since the revelation, there has been public outrage and condemnation of the decision to install them in the first place. Tynmouth Town Council, which runs the new toilets, responded to the fierce criticism, saying CCTV was needed following vandalism. A Town Council spokesman said, "We would like to assure residents there is no CCTV captured in the new toilets when the doors are closed. Sadly, CCTV has been deployed in the new facilities due to repeated and extensive vandalism in the previous toilets. The police have been unable to act on that vandalism without before and after CCTV. Before this system was deployed, a full data protection impact assessment was completed. But it has been pointed out some adults also need assistance and leave the door ajar." One mum said, "I have three young children and the younger two, I don't allow them to lock the door as they need my help. This is a complete breach of privacy." Another said, "This is horrific. Doors are held open when little children use the toilet or a mum with a baby in a pushchair cannot get in the cubicle. It's utterly shameful and wrong." Many have now insisted they will refuse to use the new toilets. One resident described it as the ultimate invasion of privacy, and another said there is no justification for having the CCTV in the toilets.
Sewage spill sparks calls for improvements. A significant sewage spill in Tynmouth has sparked calls for improvements to the town's ageing sewer system. Pollution at the site of the spill at Gales Hill was reported to the Environment Agency by volunteers from the Friends of the River Teen, or Fort, after signs of debris such as toilet paper were seen flowing from a culvert into the river. It's thought a collapsed highway drain is the source. Water testing by the group indicated very high levels of E. coli. An alert was quickly issued following the incident, but Alec Collier, MBE, the group's treasurer, said, "It was obvious when I got to the beach that this was a significant sewage spill right next to Tynmouth's popular back beach. It's understood South West Water had traced the sewage to a highway sewer line where there had been a major misconnection and a collapse. The pipe concerned is not on South West Water's own network." But a spokesman for Fort said this is a significant spill of raw sewage with the potential to make people very ill. Our local communities deserve better. The group said the incident follows previous problems in the area, including a misconnected sewer that led to warning notices at Tynmouth's Back Beach in 2024. Water quality at the Back Beach has been classified as poor, below the minimum standard for bathing waters, over the past 3 years. Local beach users, including local rowing clubs and fishermen, have reported problems in the area for many years. The Back Beach is not designated as a bathing water area, meaning there's no official water testing requirement or a pollution warning system. Fort, however, is calling for the Back Beach to receive the same level of protection as the designated bathing waters at Tynmouth and Shoulden. Chairman Mr. Reynolds said, "The beach is hugely popular, yet little has been done to make it safer. We don't want more warning signs, we want cleaner water."
Warning: more cliff falls expected after landslip. More cliff falls are expected at Shaldon, where a dramatic landslip last month sent tons of debris crashing into the sea. The landslide was caught on camera by a passerby, and footage showed a cascade of red sandstone sliding from the Ness into the water, taking trees and other debris with it. Teignbridge Council has since fenced off a large area of the Ness headland at the mouth of the Teign estuary for public safety. A stretch of the southwest coast path has been affected. These are 280 million-year-old soft sandstone rocks, Coastal Officer Graham Smith told a meeting of the Teignbridge executive. They have a propensity to erode and fall. We are expecting further falls in the area. Mr. Smith said tree surgeons were currently working to take down a tree which was currently teetering on the edge of the crumbling cliffs. The tree will then have to be recovered from the beach below. Members of the committee endorsed a long-term plan for beach management at Teignmouth in response to naturally occurring erosion, which has lowered sand levels. The new management of the beaches could include developing new coastal defences with funding coming from the government. Councillor Jackie Hook, Lib Dem Bushel, said, "If we do nothing, the beaches will continue to get lower and narrower, particularly at the southern end of Teignmouth seafront. The flooding and erosion risk will increase as the beaches lose their ability to act as a natural buffer against waves and storms. Public access, recreation and tourism may decline in some sections of the beach." Witnesses described seeing a huge scar left on the red stone cliff. A tree was first to fall down, followed by a section of the cliff. It was reported there had been a previous smaller fall a few weeks ago.
Care Company opens in Newton Abbot office. A care company that has more than 20 years of experience serving residents in Devon has relocated its offices to Newton Abbot. Devon Home Care, which provides personal and domestic care services for people in their own homes in South Devon, has moved to Devon Square. Celebrating its 25th anniversary in May, Devon Home Care had been based in St Mary Church before moving to Newton Abbot. The team officially opened its doors to its new offices on Friday, April the 10th, with Newton Abbot Mayor Councillor Colin Parker cutting the ribbon. The service that was to become Devon Home Care began more than 20 years ago by husband and wife team Trevor and Shirley. Claire Jennings, Trevor and Shirley's granddaughter, became company director in 2024. "I'm very proud of the Devon Home Care team," Claire said. "Every day they bring not only care, but comfort, companionship and a sense of belonging to our growing number of clients, but always with that personal touch which means so much to each person we call upon."
RNI rescue dog after Watcombe Beach call. Volunteers from Teignmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute, the RNLI, were called to help rescue a dog in distress near Watcombe Beach last Monday. The Teignmouth lifeboat crew swiftly launched the RNLI Claude and Cath Atlantic 85 lifeboat and were soon on the scene. The lifeboat crew helped extract the dog, which had run away from its owner, who was unable to safely reach the dog. With a helping hand from Torquay's Coast Guard, the crew were able to retrieve the dog and take it ashore, where it was reunited safely with its owner.